Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. All right, and now, boys and girls, it's time for fun with Happy Hank. Say, we're going to have some songs and a squeaky and sputter story, so you come up close to your radios and listen. And right now, I have a story about the sheep and the boy, and here's the way it goes. Lazy sheep, pray tell me why, in the pleasant fields you lie, eating grass and daisies white, from the morning till the night. Everything can something do, but what kind of use are you? Nay, my little master, nay, do not serve me, so I pray. Don't you see the wool that grows on my back to make your clothes? Cold, ah, very cold you'd be if you had not wool from me. True, it seems a pleasant thing, nipping daisies in the spring, but what chilly nights I pass on the cold and dewy grass, or pick my scanty dinner where all the ground is brown and bare. Then the farmer comes at last, when the merry spring is past, cuts my woolly fleece away for your coat in wintry day. Little master, this is why in the pleasant fields I lie. Hey, that's a dandy song, all right. You know, the sheep are good friend of ours. They give us meat to eat and warm wool to make our clothes. Uh-oh, I think we have a sheep or a goat in the room right now.
Well, hello there, Happy Hank.
Well, for goodness sake, Squeaky, I thought for a minute you were a billy goat.
No. I heard your song and I was just playing like I was a sheep out on the farm. You know, I like the little lambs especially. They're cute.
That's right, Squeaky. But how about saying hello to our radio pals?
Oh, sure. Hello there, girls and fellows.
And here's our dog pal, Popcorn. Well, how are you, Popcorn? Oh, I see. Say, Popcorn has a riddle for us. Well, what is your riddle, Popcorn? Go ahead. Oh, well, you'd better say that again. Oh, I see.
Well, what did he say, Happy Hank?
Well, boys and girls, I guess you wouldn't understand Popcorn because he talks puppy dog talk. But you'd better put on your riddle caps, I mean your thinking cap, and see if you can figure out the answer. That's right, Popcorn. This riddle is a stickler, all right. Now listen, boys and girls. Here's Popcorn's riddle. When is a black and white dog not a black and white dog? When is a black and white dog not a black and white dog?
Oh, I know that one. That's easy.
Well, you keep your answer to yourself, Squeaky. I want to see if the boys and girls can get the right answer themselves. Now, you think about it, boys and girls, and if you don't figure out the right answer, I'll tell you at the end of our program.
Oh, Happy Hank.
Oh, what is it, Squeaky?
Oh, I forgot to tell you. I went out to a farm last week.
You went out to a farm? Well, that's fine. What did you see?
Oh, a lot of things. Cows and chickens and geese and horses and...
Well, what did you see that was so funny?
The pigs. Oh, boy, were they excited when the farmer went out to feed them. They sounded like this.
Yes, sir. Well, pigs are really funny, all right. But if it weren't for the pigs, we wouldn't have pork chops and ham and sausage to eat.
Oh, boy, you make me hungry. Let's eat.
Oh, no, not right now. I want to sing a song. A song about a little pig named Porky. Well, how about it, boys and girls? Would you like to hear a song about Porky the pig? All right, then. Here's a song about Porky the pig who wanted to join the circus. Can you imagine the little pig that wanted to be in the circus? Well, Porky did. Listen. Porky the pig just wrinkled up his snoot. He didn't like the barnyard, didn't like the roots. He knew a lot of tricks and he was so very cute. He wanted to go with the circus. Porky the pig packed up his clothes and went right into town, though he didn't have a cent. He went down the street till he saw the circus tent. Here at last was the circus. Porky the pig was feeling very big. Inside the tent, he danced a little jig. The manager said as he scratched his fuzzy wig, "We don't want you in the circus." Porky the pig felt like a little runt. Now all Porky does is stay at home and grunt. The man at the circus didn't like his stunt. That's why he's not with the circus. Well, poor little Porky the pig. But I think he's much happier on the farm than he would be in a circus.
Oh, no, Happy Hank. It's fun to be in a circus. Oh, boy, I like to go to the circus and feed the elephants.
What's that, Popcorn? Well, sure, we'd be glad to hear your poem. Popcorn has a poem. Now jump up here on the stool beside me. Oh, my goodness, that's no time to lick my ear. Now you tell me the poem and I'll tell the boys and girls. All right, here it is. It goes like this. A little pig eats so much... Go ahead. because he wants to be a hog. But that's not how I like to eat, because I'm just a puppy dog. Well, Popcorn, that's a funny poem, all right. Let's see. A little pig eats so much because he wants to be a hog, but that's not how I like to eat because I'm just a puppy dog. Well, Popcorn, if you ate like a pig, you'd be so fat you couldn't walk. That's right. Yes, sir. Popcorn says when people eat too much, they eat like pigs. Well, thank you very much for your poem, Popcorn. Now, Squeaky, you'd better turn on the magic electric eye.
Okay, everybody get ready. Here it comes.
Yes, sir. There it is. And just look at all the boys and girls we have with us today.
Oh, I see a lot of cute little girls. I like that little girl with the red hair. Oh, boy, is she pretty.
Yes, sir, she is. Hey, boys and girls, how many of you went to Sunday school last Sunday? Put up your hands. Oh, that's fine. Now let me see the hands of the boys and girls who have birthdays today. My goodness, just look at all the birthdays and those big birthday smiles. Oh, boy, it's a lot of fun to have birthdays, isn't it? Put your hands down. Now make your birthday wishes when I make mine. I wish that... Did you get your wish? All right, then, take a deep breath and get ready to blow out the candles on the birthday cake. One, two, three, blow. And all the candles are out. That means you'll get your wish. Now, all together, everybody sing the birthday song for all the boys and girls who have birthdays today. Now, you know the words, so sing out good and loud. I know a boy who has a birthday today. I know a girl who has one, too. I'm glad to hear it, and I'm happy to say a happy, happy birthday to you. Yes, sirree, a happy birthday to all of you. And now, boys and girls, it's time for another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters in their battle against the gang of Black Tom the Outlaw. Now, remember last time, the boys and Uncle Push, Rocket's lost uncle, were in quite a spot. They had captured Black Tom and had him handcuffed on the floor when suddenly they heard his gang outside the old desert hotel in Ghost Town, where they had found the chest of stolen gold from the lost mine. Snake Eye, one of the gang, yelled for them to come out and bring Black Tom with them. But when they looked for Black Tom, they found that he had escaped down the old shaft while the light was turned off. And then they heard a scuffle outside, and for a moment all was quiet. And then someone banged on the door, and it was Rocket and Popcorn. Well, as the scene opens today, the boys are just unlocking the door for Rocket. Listen.
Oh, boy, that's the best-sounding voice I've heard in a long time. Hurry up, Sputters, unlock the door.
Well, I'm trying as hard as I can, but I'm so excited, my hand is shaking.
Yeah, I'm just as excited as you old boys are, too. I haven't seen my little nephew, Rocket, since I gave him the map to the lost mine.
Well, here, let me take the key, Sputters. That's it. Oh, now my hand is shaking. Oh, but I'll make it. Now there, the door is unlocked. Open the door.
Come on in, Rocket. Well, boy, am I glad to see you. And hey, hello there for Popcorn.
Man, I thought it sure took you a long time to get that dome. I thought, who's this?
Why, don't you know me, Rocket? I's your Uncle Push that give you the map to the lost mine. I's your long-lost uncle, Rocket.
Well, for the goodness sake, you sure is. Oh, Uncle Push, I sure is glad to see you. You sure been gone a long time, Uncle Push.
Yeah, I sure has, Rocket. But you and me's going to be together from now on. And we's going to keep Squeaky and Sputters with us, too. How you like that, Rocket?
Oh, that's just fine, Uncle Push. Squeaky and Sputter's been awful good to me.
Well, I'm certainly glad that you two got together.
Yeah, and me too. But how are we going to tell you apart? You look almost exactly alike, and you talk almost exactly alike. What are we going to do about that, Squeaky?
Well, I don't know, Sputters. Say, you talk to Rocket and Uncle Push about it. I've got another idea. Excuse me just a minute.
Well, all you have to do, Sputters, to tell us apart is just look at our ears. I got bigger ears than Rocket.
Yeah, he's got bigger feet, too. Look at him.
Well, I guess that's just what we'll have to do, then.
Well, I got big ears from listening from things in the dark, and I got bigger feet from running away from what I hears.
Yeah, but you ain't gonna have to run no more, Uncle Push, because I brung the sheriff, and he done captured every one of Black Tom's gang.
Hey, he didn't capture Black Tom, too?
No, sir. No, we didn't see Black Tom. His gang said you all had him captured in here.
Well, we did, but while the light was turned out, he escaped.
Yes, and that's not all, fellas. While you were talking, I slipped down into the old shaft where the gold was hidden, and Black Tom not only escaped, but he took the whole chest of gold with him. There's not a bit left.
Well, what do you know about that? Black Tom was big and strong enough to carry the whole chest of gold that belongs to Squeaky and Sputters and Rocket and Uncle Push. Where has he gone with it? Will the boys find out? You be sure and listen next time to another chapter in the Adventures of Squeaky Ann Sputters. And now, say, how about the answer to Popcorn's swell riddle? When is a black and white dog not a black and white dog? Well, now, if you haven't figured out the answer yet, you keep trying, and I'll tell you in a few minutes at the end of our program. And what about our slogan song? You know the slogan song that tells you not to be a chatterbox? Let's sing it together. When you have something to tell, don't be a chatterbox. Say enough to tell it well, don't be a chatterbox. When your story has been heard, silence is to be preferred. Let someone else say a word. Don't be a chatterbox. And now for all of Happy Hank's safety clubbers, we want to sing our safety song, Be a Careful Crossing Crosser. All right, here we go. Notice where you're walking. Don't forget when you are talking. Be a careful crossing crosser. Don't dash out into the street. Never try some car to beat, but be a careful crossing crosser. Attention, boys and girls, here's the answer for our riddle today. All right, now, when is a black and white dog not a black and white dog? Well, the answer is when he's a greyhound. Now, you be good. Be careful and smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away.